just like the Raiders of old, these guys ransack everything they touch. A ministry mourns the loss of a close friend, and you can be a part of the solution to child trafficking. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Everywhere the Islamic State goes, they ransack the culture. In Mosul, formerly a Christian city, the ancient churches are being used as prisons now. Greg Musselman, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
"It looks like Christianity is going to be extinct, and you see it in Syria. We heard the stories from Israel, Egypt, all through that region. Christianity is just under such vicious attack.
However, God's doing some amazing things, so keep praying."
They're looking at ISIS and going, if that's Islam, then we don't want that, and they're more open to the gospel. So I think it's just this desperation, the sadness of what's going on.
Disillusioned Muslims are curious about the Jesus of the Bible. They're asking questions. Musselman says that they're making sure somebody's there with answers.
We were working with the Bible societies over there to get Bibles to Christians and non-Christians. Many Muslims are, very open to the gospel right now. And then also food supplies and getting their stories. And then just finding ways in which Voice of the Martyrs can partner along with our brothers and sisters there, especially those that are doing, evangelistic work in both Iraq and also Syria.
Next, losing somebody is devastating. In eastern Ukraine, a Mission Eurasia pastor was killed by an artillery shell, leaving his family in grief. They're suffering with the loss, and they're also struggling to find money for food and shelter. They're in need of immediate provision, and every dollar counts toward the family's survival. You can be a part of the solution by visiting our website. With your support, the family will see how greatly God is blessing them, even in this time of grief. This is Mission Network News. Two countries in Southeast Asia, one closed and one communist, are experiencing remarkable change. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders explains and asks a pretty good question.
The church is really growing around the world, and especially in Southeast Asia and the Islamic world as well. But people are hungry for God's word, and without God's word, how do they know what he requires of them and what he's like and his character and just his plans and his purposes?
You know the answer. They can't, especially with cults giving them alternative Bibles and the government restricting access to real Bibles.
Just please keep praying for the Christians around the world that are in these countries and close countries. They are persecuted for their faith. It's easy for us to forget about them, but please just take a moment today and just pray for the persecuted believers around the world. And let's do all we can to help them while we can.
Find out how to buy a Bible for a believer. Just visit our website. Meanwhile, remember the Family Christian Stores project we told you about last month? Well, they're working with Destiny Rescue to help stop trafficking in the Dominican Republic, the world's fourth largest trafficking hub. Destiny Rescue's Peter Everett and his wife will be leading the way.
There are no registered or recognized safe homes for trafficked or sexually abused children in this country. Our heart is to rescue these young girls and boys that are being enslaved.
Once you get the full story at our website, you may face a dilemma just like the Everetts.
In 2007, God just captured my heart and he asked me one simple question: what are you going to do about it?
Everett responded by working with Destiny Rescue to save kids and introduce them to Jesus. You can do the same by partnering with Family Christian at missionnetworknews.org. And how far can you stretch a dollar? How about $128? The Southern Baptist International Mission Board can do incredible things with that amount all across the globe. In South Africa, they can buy 18 meals for somebody on the streets. In Nairobi, they can pay 2 weeks' worth of rent for a missionary family. As they use this money to serve others, they're also sharing the gospel. And with your support, they can continue sharing. To donate, go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They're providing us with lots of stories about the persecuted church, and you can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner. It's on the right side. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder. We'll be right back.